Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Tmura, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh bekotschei Mizbeach, Masha Ein, bekotschei Bedek Abayis. We'll soon touch, but let's just remember that there are basically two categories of Hegdash. There's Kotshe Mizbeach, sometimes referred to as Kedushas HaGuf. That means you designate an animal that is going to go up on the Mizbeach. It's going to be shechted as a carbon. And there's Kotshe Bedek Abayis. That means you donate something to Bedek Abayis, which the Beis HaMikdash can either physically use if they need this particular thing, or they can sell it and use the money. But it's called Kiddushas Domim. In other words, you're giving the value of this to Hegdash. So Zakta Mishnah Yesh Bekotshe Mizbeach. There are halachas. There are negeya only to Kotshe Mizbeach. And that would be being Magdish, something that goes up on the Mizbeach. Ma She'ein Bekotshe Bedek Abayis, that you don't have with Kotshe Bedek Abayis. And on the other hand, Yesh b'katshe bedek abayis, mashe ein b'katshe mizbeach. There are halachais, there are negeya to katshe bedek abayis, but not to katshe mizbeach. The Mishnah explains. Shekatshe mizbeach oisim tmura. If I designate a behema for a carbon oila, then I say, this should be switched with something else. Both are hegdish. Now, even within katshe mizbeach, explains about tenura, it's only behemais. If you designate a bird, that could also be kachem is beach. There's oila saif, there's chata saif, but it doesn't do tmura. Menachais also go up on the mizbeach. You can designate flour, it's technically kachem is beach, but there's no tmura. But behema kachem is beach has tmura. When it comes to kachem bedek abayis, there's never tmura. Furthermore, what's negeya to kachem is beach is that v'chayavin aleim eshem pigel nicer v'tameh. One would be chayav karis for eating them if there is an isra pigel here. Basically, the kayin, when he was makiv the carbon, or shechting it, or being mekabel the dam, or carrying the dam to the mizbeach, or being zoyig the dam of the mizbeach, was thinking he's going to eat it, burn it, or throw its blood after the time you're allowed to. The carbon is pigel. Of course, there's the entire mesech dezvachim and menachis, where a good part of it explains the halachis in detail. But that's basically what it is. There's noiser, that's if someone eats a carbon after the deadline. If he does so b'mezid, he's chayav karis, and v'tame, or for eating them when he is tame. He's amazed. He knows exactly what the situation is, and he eats a carbon when he's tame, so he's chayav karis. But that's only by kachim mizbeach. Furthermore, v'ladan, the children of these karbonis, v'chalavan, and their milk, asaliyacha pidyayna. They would be asur bihana even after they were redeemed. Now you can't just take an animal that was set for the mizbeach and redeem it. It has to first get a mum. When it gets a mum, you take the money, you buy another carbon with it. The animal that you were paida, that you redeemed, you can just eat the meat. But it doesn't mean it loses its kedusha. You still can't have the milk. And also, if this animal was expecting a baby before it was redeemed, then it had a child, the child is awesome. Because when did this baby animal start being born? When it was still a carbon. Can you use the baby carbon for a carbon? No. Being that the mother had a mum, this is called kedusha dechuya, kedusha that was pushed off. Could I redeem it? The way I could redeem the mother and eat the meat? And the answer is no. It doesn't have enough kedusha to be able to redeem it. However, explains about tenura, if this animal became pregnant after it was redeemed, then it is mutter. This is all kachem mizbeach. By kachem bedek habayis, even if this baby was already inside the mother before it was redeemed, it's mutter, because when someone is magdish something for its value, he means only its value. It doesn't have such a strong kedusha that anything that comes out of the animal has kedusha. Vayter says the Mishnah in regard to kachem mizbeach. Vashoichetam b'chutz chayiv. Someone shechts them outside the Beis HaMikdash. He can be chayiv karis. Of course, if he does so, b'mezid. And v'ein noisnin mehem. You can't give it le'umanim to the people doing the work of the Beis HaMikdash, the people doing various different skilled work, bischara. You can't say, well, we owe you money for doing the work of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, why don't you take this carbon? You can't do that. All of these halachas do not apply to Kachi Bedek Abayis. They don't make tmura. They can't become pigal or nicer. They can be eaten by a person whose tummy. The milk and the babies that are born after the animal is redeemed don't have kiddusha. And as explained, even if the mother was expecting before you redeemed it, it's mutter to shech bedek abayis animals outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the craftsmen, the umanim, the workers in the Beis HaMikdash could be paid with the money or the actual thing that somebody was magdish for bedek abayis.